Slovakia's rousing national anthem, Nad Tatrou sa Bliska, or Lightning Over the Tatras, a stirring celebration of Slovak nationhood that was once the second half of Czechoslovakia's national anthem until the two countries split amicably in 1993. But the tune almost became the only national anthem that could be played legally in Slovakia, thanks to an amendment pushed through Parliament by the nationalist Slovak National Party, one of two junior coalition parties in the country's government, ostensibly in a bid to protect Slovak state symbols. The amendment made the singing of national anthems in any other language than Slovak a criminal offence, punishable by a €7,000 fine, with the exception of anthems sung in the presence of an official foreign delegation to cover international sporting events. But what about events like this? A football match in Dunajská Streda, in the largely Hungarian south of Slovakia, where fans of the historic local team FC DAK 1904 traditionally sing the Hungarian national anthem, the Hymnus, at the start of games, even when no official delegation from abroad is present. Under the new law, the crowd would have been liable for hefty fines. Juraj Marošiak is a political scientist with the Slovak Academy of Sciences.
On one hand, it is really quite provocative. On the other hand, one should be aware many of football fans are the followers of far-right political parties. And by the forbidding of a Hungarian anthem, the government makes them heroes, makes them martyrs for Hungarian issue. Yeah. In fact, I think football doesn't raise so much emotions as it was before. As far as I know, our football stadiums are generally empty, also because of the behavior of some rowdies, both in Dunajská Streda, but also in other Slovak cities. Therefore, it was not a good step.
In fact, it even transpired that MPs from the other junior coalition partner, the ethnic Hungarian Most Híd party, had voted for the original law and were then forced to perform an embarrassing U-turn when they realised it would have targeted their own people, who make up about 10% of Slovakia's population. Certainly it hasn't shown the country's lawmakers in the best light. You could sense the withering tone in President Kiska's remarks when he announced that he would like members of the governing coalition to actually read what they're voting for before they vote for it. Matúš Kostolný is the editor-in-chief of the daily Deník N.
Members of parliament, and to be honest, it's not only coalition members of parliament, also members from opposition, they don't care about what they vote for. They're lazy to read the legislation, and then they're surprised and in shock because this story appeared in Hungarian media from real Hungary, and they were in shock. And then members of parliament from this Hungarian party realized that they voted for it. I mean, it's crazy, but we know it. I mean, there are pictures when you see the chairman of a party in parliament showing to his own MPs with a finger to vote for it or not vote for it. And these people, they regularly don't know what they're voting for, only just tracking their chairman to vote for.
It might be an amusing tale, but it's also a reminder of the constant tensions in this part of the world. Slovakia spent 1,000 years as a province of the Kingdom of Hungary, and Slovaks can be prickly about their statehood. Slovakia's Hungarians, meanwhile, are descendants of the 3 million Hungarians left outside the country's borders when Hungary was shrunk to 28% of its pre-war size under the 1920 Treaty of Trianon. Relations today are largely harmonious, but it wouldn't take many legal slip-ups like this one to sour them. Rob Cameron, DW, Bratislava.